and state media concepts social media podcast. Time to hashtag everything. We talk about all the fun, crazy stories on social media. From Instagram to Facebook, Twitter to Tumblr, or probably even Friendster. Join us each week as we explore the quirky side of social media. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Social Media Podcast.
It's simple, such a sad song. The one that we rely on.
Welcome to the GSMC Social Media News Podcast, brought to you by the GSMC Podcast Network. I am your host, Heidi, and I am very excited to be joined by the wonderful podcast host, Sarah.
Hello. I'm ready to talk about social media stuff.
Oh, good, good. This first story, actually, I'm I'm kind of excited to share it, but it has some controversy. But I also think it's kind of cute, all at the same time. So this has to do with a trend that has been going on social media. It's not like the ice bucket challenge, really. It's not like any of those strange challenges. Like, I don't know. There was a weird one that I shared where it was like, go missing for 48 hours.
What? That's terrible.
Yeah, it's not as bad as that, I would say. Although I'm sure someone on the internet will fight me about that. But this challenge is about throwing slices of cheese, specifically like of the Kraft American variety, you know?
Yeah.
Like the classic grilled cheese, and throwing the cheese onto the faces of babies.
No.
It's
That's mean.
I think it is, kind of, but I also kind of laugh when it happens, because they don't know what's going on. Which is probably why that's mean, but...
Not kind. I mean, the baby's like, excuse me, huh, what? They're gonna have to go to therapy later in life.
You know, people have said that. They said you're taking advantage of someone that just trusts you unconditionally.
Exactly.
And you're using it. How do you feel about the thing where people feed babies lemons?
Well, you know, if you have a lemon, like doing it on purpose is one thing. If you have a lemon and they're reaching for it because babies like to taste things, you know, yeah. They like to eat what you're eating, that's a little bit different.
Okay.
But, you know, like just doing it over and over again to make them make that face so you can video it, it's a little selfish.
Yeah, I wouldn't like do it over and over again. But, you know, like one time, you know.
Right. They want to taste it. They'll taste it, yeah. And then they'll be like, no, thank you.
Yeah. I guess that is a bit more, the cheese thing is a bit more conflicting. I think because it just seems meaner to like slap someone in the face with a slice of cheese. You know, like that just seems meaner than like feeding someone a lemon.
And
because people could like lemon, you know.
You're right. Some people do. My husband just eats them like an orange.
Yeah, I knew people who did that.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, I guess you could argue the same thing. Someone throws a piece of cheese at you.
Yeah,
just
maybe you'll like
cheese.
It. I can't stop thinking about that one episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer with the random guy with the cheese slices, and he has them on his head once, and he says, I wear the cheese. It does not wear me.
I was not a Buffy the Vampire Slayer fan, but
yeah,
that's
you're a little
funny.
Young. I mean, it wasn't really like in your...
It wasn't, yeah,
your,
no.
Yeah.
People I knew watched it, but
yeah.
That's pretty funny, though. I guess this is kind of like that, you know, babies might be able to just wear the cheese. but if you are wondering, though, what happens when you throw a slice of cheese at a baby's face, you can look up videos now to find out what happens.
People, stop throwing cheese at your baby.
Yeah, it's interesting. That's also a weird sentence that you have to say.
That I never thought I would say.
Yeah.
On air or off.
Yeah, exactly. If you do throw cheese at babies, potentially they might laugh and shake it off. Others might sort of grimace or just stumble around blindly.
Oh.
Some might just, you know, like recoil, kind of be a bit in shock. But generally, probably be confused, I would say.
Yeah.
That's how I would feel.
I mean,
if someone threw cheese at me.
I was just going to say, I'd be confused if somebody just randomly came up to me and threw a piece of cheese on my face.
Yep, that's true. Although I really don't like American cheese all that much, so I'd probably be like, oh, ew, why is this plastic on my face?
Right.
But
at least you could verbalize your response.
That's
like,
true.
Unlike a baby,
express.
You'd just be like, huh?
Yeah, that's true. Maybe it's the ultimate game of peekaboo. I don't know. Also, I want to mention that this viral phenomenon has been known as the cheese challenge. And again, usually it is the processed cheese variety of cheese.
Can we just stop with the challenges? I mean, they're just—it's too much anymore. Too much.
You know, I actually—well, I don't know. Yeah, kind of all of them were sort of dumb. I find them all a little entertaining when I watch them from afar. I will say that.
Yeah,
it's—I mean, weird,
not
though.
All. But yeah, they're entertaining from actual entertainment to oh my gosh, these people are dumb entertaining.
Yeah, sometimes. I always remember the cinnamon challenge. That was pretty dumb.
Yeah.
But
or the Tide kind of Pod Challenge.
Oh, well, that's like a whole new level of... I don't even know why you would do that. But anyway, just for the internet fame. But yes, this really does depend on who you're asking. Some people find the cheese challenge funny. Others do not. Obviously, the internet is not the place of mass agreement. Really more the place of mass disagreement. So people have been arguing about it on the internet, while more and more people have been throwing cheese on their babies' faces. also, I will say, I read that according to Eater, which is like a magazine/website, the craze started with Charles Amara, who is a dad in Michigan. And on Tuesday, which is February 26th, he posted a short video on his Facebook page, and he captioned it, "Attack of the Cheese, Episode 2.
Hasn't he since kind of said he regrets starting this whole thing?
I believe someone else stole the video and then said they regretted.
Oh.
Because they're the ones who started it.
Okay, see, I just saw an article, which I did not read because I was like, oh my gosh, they're throwing cheese on babies. And so I, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So he also said he wasn't happy after this one, which I'm not sure if he means the baby wasn't happy or if maybe he was disappointed in potentially how badly he threw the cheese or the baby's reaction. It's also episode 2, so I don't know if that's just cheeky or if he actually has done it twice now. But in the video, you see that there is a baby seated in a high chair, you know, with like a sippy cup, whatever. And then the slice of cheese gets closer and closer to the baby's face and then just kind of lands squarely on his face, which is also amazing how well cheese sticks to someone's face.
Well, American cheese is very sticky.
Oh, is it? I don't really come in contact with it.
Yeah,
much,
it is. But I mean, you unpeel it and it's just kind of like, yeah, it's sticky.
Hmm.
Yeah. It's a good choice if you're wanting to stick something to someone's face.
You know, one day the baby should just throw it back.
Yes.
Just throw it back on that guy's face. I also want to say the piece of cheese has not been identified, but it resembles the Kraft Singles, but it has not been clarified, but you know, it looks like it. And really, when the baby gets the piece of cheese thrown on it, it just kind of blinks and has like a facial expression of like surprise, but also confusion. And the cheese just stays plastered on his face. It like doesn't fall off, which again is very strange.
Yeah.
Anyway, 2 days after that, the footage was shared a bunch of times on Facebook. And a man who is using the handle at Uncle Holmes, but instead of an O for Holmes, there's an X, which is also, it's kind of ironic that it's Uncle that he chose because he shared about a baby. Anyway, he posted the clip on Twitter and added the caption, "Just cheesed my little brother," which this is not his little brother and it's also not his video.
and he's probably not also, and not an uncle.
Yeah, he's probably not an uncle. But 8 million views later, he then did clarify that the boy in the video was not his younger brother. So he did clarify that he was not the owner of the video originally. He also deleted the tweet and apologized to the child's mother for invading the family's privacy.
Oh my gosh.
He did say, though, that the response was genuinely like, it kind of got out of hand. And he was surprised that it turned into such like a trend. You know, which, yeah, I kind of would be, too. Of course, by that time, it was too late. And the hashtag cheese challenge or cheesed challenge had really just, you know, it was everywhere. People like siblings, grandparents, uncles, aunts, like real uncles, whatever, all just tossing cheese onto babies and documenting it. also, others have thrown it onto toddlers, full grown adults, and also even cats. Apparently the Jonas Brothers kind of did it, but we'll talk about the Jonas Brothers later.
I can't even come up with sentences right now. I'm just listening to you.
We should have, for the podcast, thrown cheese at each other.
We should have.
Just to get the real sound of cheese hitting a face.
Sadly, I only have I think Monterey Jack and Pepper Jack.
Not that
we'd have to slice. We'd have to slice it. It's in block form.
It's too much work.
I know.
We can just throw.
I'm just gonna say I'll throw a block of cheese at you.
Just have a fight. I don't know. It wouldn't stick though.
No,
it wouldn't have the same.
Especially
effect.
If we didn't unwrap it.
Yeah.
Because you know, no sense wasting cheese.
That's true. We wouldn't want to do that. Mess up the studio. Too much work.
Too much.
Also, I want to mention the original video posted by Charles Amara has been taken down. Off the internet. So really it just kind of became its own thing of people redoing it and then posting it. It just got the hashtag and, you know, got out of hand, as the internet does.
As so often happens, yep.
Oh, so true. Let's see. Apparently there is, well, some people on the internet have pointed out that the cheese challenge bears resemblance to dog cheese, which is a short-lived meme that involved lobbing slices of cheese at dogs.
Oh, okay, sure. I mean, at least dogs will just, you know, like,
oh yeah,
pull it off their face and eat it. They're happy about it, usually.
Oh yeah, dogs like it, so they eat cheese. So I think that's different, you know. But again, it's not really clear how the babies feel about it. Don't really know if they like it, but they're definitely confused.
I would understand that.
Yep. And lots of people have, you know, commented and put in their feelings about babies and cheese. And they kind of said it's, some of it say that it's bullying, and others say that it's harmless. Some say the kids are having fun, which may or may not be true. And a lot of people are generally saying that there's no consent, which...
Just going to say, they may or may not think it's fun, but they certainly have no consent in the matter.
Yeah, that's very true. That's very true. Granted, there are a lot of babies I know that just want to run around naked, you know, and their parents put diapers on them without consent and whatnot. So
true.
There's, I don't know, hard to say. But from my years of babysitting, I've had the experience of, I know you just want to roll around on the carpet without clothes on and scream.
Naked baby.
But can't let you do that. So even without your consent.
Meanie.
I know. I just kill fun. Anyway, I would like to say, if you're upset about this, it is an internet fad. So it will probably pass. It will probably not have longevity because it's the internet.
Yeah.
But it will all be online for us to reference later. When we look back and be like, man, that was strange.
Or, you know, hundreds of years from now when historians look back and at this point in our lives and just wonder what in the heck happened to humanity.
Maybe they'll be like, what is cheese?
Maybe.
What is Kraft? But who knows? We'll see where it goes. So we're going to take a quick break and then we'll be right back and keep sharing some more social media news stories.
Always on the go, but the day just won't be one without your Hollywood fix. Let Golden State Media Concepts Entertainment Podcast take care of that. An all-inclusive look of pop culture.
Welcome back to the Social Media News Podcast. We are continuing to share some social media news stories. Previously, we talked about throwing cheese at babies. This is not that, but
we're moving on.
We're
thankfully.
Going on from that.
But wait, is it something more horrifying? Should I just leave now? I mean, like,
it depends how you feel. This could be more horrifying.
Oh,
potentially,
wow.
If you were a parent a few years ago and had like preteen daughters, this may be horrifying to you.
Okay.
But we are talking about the Jonas Brothers.
Okay.
And I had mentioned in the cheese challenge thing that apparently someone threw a slice of cheese at one of the Jonas Brothers.
Oh.
So we're kind of trying to keep it all connected, you know.
Yeah.
But
nice segue. Good job.
Yeah, thank you. I worked hard on that. but I want to say the Jonas Brothers are back. They have been around individually doing things, but the band the Jonas Brothers is having a reunion. They're gonna come back and they have already put out a song and a music video, I believe, and it sounds to me like they are going to be making an album. I am not a Jonas Brothers expert, I will just say. I was young back when I was a teen when the Jonas Brothers were a thing
back in the day.
Man, I remember the Jonas Brothers, the young teen posters that every girl had in their room. or really, I went to camp one year, and some girl brought her Jonas Brothers posters to put up in our cabin.
Nice. I'm not going to talk about the posters I had in my room as a teen girl. We're just not going to go there because we already know I'm old.
You mean they weren't the Jonas Brothers?
No.
But yeah, the Jonas Brothers have reunited, and they are just bringing the gang back together again. They made an announcement on Thursday afternoon, which was February 28th. They revealed all of this while they were on the Late Late Show with James Gordon.
You know, I saw 2 seconds of that. Why did I see that? They all like jumped out in their like old Jonas Brothers hair. And that's all I saw. Then I stopped watching. I don't remember why. I don't remember why I started watching.
It's been a lot of places. I've seen it pop up on my social, my feeds.
Yeah,
quite a lot.
That's probably why. But yeah. I mean, I didn't really watch Jonas Brothers when they were, you know, a television show either. So I don't know them.
Yeah.
That well. I know who they are.
Yeah. I think my dad even knows who they are, which is kind of crazy.
And I do have nieces who are of an appropriate age, that, yes. You know, but.
Well, now we're going to get a whole new generation of, well, potentially. Who knows? It might just be for the older fans. I don't know. But they have made the announcement that was on the Late Late Show with James Gordon. I believe part of the show was like James Gordon.
Isn't
like
it fake kidnapped? Gordon? Are you saying Gordon or Gordon? It's
oh,
with
you're
a C.
Right. I'm sorry. I just
thought maybe you had like a little phlegm or something.
Let me just cough that out. but you're right, James Corden. Man, I just keep... Oh, boy, that's going to be hard for me. On his show, he, like, fake kidnapped the Jonas Brothers, kind of, to, like, convince them to get back together. Social media went crazy. Like, insane. the brothers have been ramping up excitement. They released their new single, Sucker. And, they really just, like, they brought in cameos for the music video for Sucker. They brought in their significant others, Priyanka Chopra, who, of course, is with Nick Jonas. They are married. You probably saw all the coverage about their giant wedding. Also, Daniela Jonas, who is Kevin Jonas's wife, and Sophie Turner, who is engaged to Joe Jonas. And they all were in the music video, which is kind of cute. And it looks very lavish and many jewels and candy. Like sucker.
So it is sucker like a candy, not like sucker.
Yeah, no, okay. like candy. And fans just kind of got insane. I saw so much social media posting. The band reactivated their social media, like Instagram page and whatnot. And also fans were they were suspicious that the brothers had like a project brewing because the Instagram and Twitter pages were randomly reactivated in 2018. So people kind of thought it was a thing. But now they are officially all reactivated. The band is officially back together again. And just like I saw so many people on social media. Like I believe when I saw the post from the Jonas Brothers page, like 20 minutes after they had posted it had like thousands of comments already, which I'm also like, man, who is like following a deactivated
right.
like Jonas, like, can you even do that? It was people went insane. I saw a poster, like pictures of girls posing in their high school bedrooms covered in Jonas Brothers posters. Like it's gonna be a thing. It was kind of crazy.
Hey parents, if your kids don't live there anymore, you can take those posters down.
Yeah, exactly.
Make that into a home gym or something.
I know, without the posters. I mean, maybe you want that for motivation. I don't know how you feel about it. But again, even my dad knows the Jonas Brothers, so it's kind of a big deal. I think it's really going to have a strange fangirl effect. We'll see. Okay, so I want to move on to our next story. This is about Facebook. Now, some of you may have heard about the sort of secret, not really secret anymore, dark mode that is on Facebook Messenger. Messenger is like the app that you can get on your phone if you have a Facebook account, which is just Messenger, separate from the actual Facebook, like, you know, your wall and everything. It's separate from that, where you just send messages like texts. And Facebook has rolled out the dark mode. It's kind of a hidden function, so you can't just click a button to get it, you know, Easter egg style. And it's also behind the in-app, like, emoji, where you can change the emoji of a messenger, or of, like, a message chat that you're having with someone.
Okay.
And when you have the dark mode, it turns your message chat screen black. It kind of looks cool.
And why? Just to look cool, or is there a darker purpose?
Well, initially I was like, oh, this just makes me look cooler to all of my friends and relatives. But apparently Facebook has written in a blog post, they said Messenger's dark mode provides lower brightness while maintaining contrast and vibrancy. Dark mode cuts down the glare from your phone for use in low light situations, so you can use the Messenger feature you love no matter when or where you are. And again, I just think it looks cool.
And in other words, stop using your bright screen in the movie theater.
Yes. Oh, yes. Agreed. And I also think it just, you know, makes you seem like you're in the know.
Yeah.
Although most people will be by the time you hear this. But okay. Let's talk about how to activate the function. I will say you want to try and make sure your Messenger is updated. Because I think my roommate tried it and it didn't work very well for a non-updated Messenger app, etc. I don't know how to phrase that.
All right.
But okay, Sarah, are you gonna try?
I'm gonna try. I don't know if mine is updated, but I don't know that it's not updated. I mean, I haven't.
Okay, well, I'll say the steps and then let's see if we can walk through it.
Okay. So I went to Messenger on my phone.
Yes.
Or maybe.
So you want to open up your Messenger app, then within the app go to any like chat that you have, you know, so it could be a group chat or just a single chat.
All right. Got it.
And you go into that chat and then you go to that conversation's settings. So like you can tap on like the name of the person or the people in the discussion at the top of the Messenger window.
Okay. And we go to go to secret conversation. I didn't know that was a thing.
Oh. And then when you're in the settings, you want to change the emoji, like the chat emoji.
Okay.
And you want to change it to the crescent moon image. Which you kind of have to keep scrolling to get to the crescent moon. It's not like the first one that pops up.
It is not. Let's see. We got poop. We got space alien. We got aminals. There's an ear. There's a strawberry. Crescent moon, where are you? Shamrock. Sports equipment. Oh, there it is. See, I knew I scrolled past it. Okay, there we go.
Okay, so you change that.
Okay.
You make that official. And then you head back into the chat.
Okay, I'm back in the chat.
All right. And you see the little crescent moon down by your text box thing?
Yes, it is now there.
So you want to send that, so click that.
Send that, okay.
Mm-hmm. And did it appear in your chat?
Oh, it's now raining crescent moons. My husband's going to be very confused as to why I just sent him a crescent moon. He'll be like,
I did that to my boyfriend.
What?
So then it like rains crescent moons. And then you see a little message that's like, what does it say? Like
It says you set the emoji to crescent moon. Change.
And then, after you've done that and you've sent the thing, also, you might have to send the emoji a couple times if it doesn't work immediately for you. You might have to, like, double tap it or something.
Oh, it does say, I'm sorry, it does say you found dark mode.
Oh, yes.
Your friends can also unlock it by sending the moon emoji.
So you'll have a little message that pops up, says that you found dark mode, and then you tap on that prompt, which will take you back to the settings.
Yes. Turn on in settings.
Yep. And then once you're in settings, you can then activate the dark mode.
Oh, you can activate dark mode. Yes. Work in progress. While we put the finishing touches on dark mode, it won't appear everywhere in Messenger. Just some places.
Ooh, so secret.
It's like a spy mode. Okay. And yes, now I have a dark background.
Yep. And now, and I believe that changes all of your chats, not just
the
one.
Let me see. Ooh, fancy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, look at that.
It is pretty high contrast, I will say.
Yeah.
It kind of looks cool.
It does look interesting.
Although now I'm wondering, how do you change it back?
Probably in settings.
Yeah, you can
just
probably.
Let's see. Yeah, right. Oops,
oh,
I just resent it. Sorry, husband.
Also, just rains moons every time. That's pretty fun.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm sure you can turn it off.
You can go back to settings probably somehow.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you want to do dark mode, you can follow those steps. I guess originally when it came out, it was like only for some users, but then it got rolled out for everyone. But you should be able to see it. It's pretty interesting. I think it's kind of fun. I'm going to see if I actually think it helps, like makes the glare less obtrusive. I don't know.
Yeah.
But again, I'm not going to use my phone in the movie theater because I'm not rude.
Thank you.
Yes, I'll try.
On a side note, I've mentioned on other podcasts that my parents and brother own the movie theater in my hometown, and there's a teeny tiny balcony outside the projection room where family sits because there's only 5 seats. And if you're using your phone in the movie theater, my brother will throw sprees at your head.
So don't do it.
At least if you're in Plains, Montana.
Watch yourself, people.
Yeah.
They're out there. You never know. So, again, if you want to change it to dark mode, I think it looks cool. You can impress your friends. Or at least, I don't know, maybe pick like an older family member and then they won't be in the know how to change it and you can impress them. However you want to go about it. Anyway, we're going to take another break and then we'll be right back and keep talking about some more social media news stories.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Welcome back to the Social Media News Podcast. We are going on to our next story, which is just about R. Kelly. I say that with a heavy sigh
I feel like I've been saying R. Kelly's name with a heavy sigh for about 10 years.
Oh, many have. Yeah. Many have. It's, anyway. This is about the interview that R. Kelly has had. It was his first interview following his arrest last month on sexual abuse charges. And it's really just this emotional, unyielding R. Kelly who denies having sex with underage girls. And he tries to portray himself as like a victim of some like social media fueled like smear campaign. Okay, so he really just seems crazy when I watch this video. He is 52. He was charged last month in Chicago with 10 counts of aggravated criminal sexual abuse involving four women.
Wow. Okay. Yep. Sorry. Wow.
I know.
Okay.
I know, which kind of, yeah.
Sorry. Keep going.
Three of the women were minors at the time that they are accusing this happened. He was released from jail last week after a woman describing herself as a friend of Mr. Kelly posted a $100,000 bond. Which is insane.
Hmm.
R. Kelly's real name is Robert Kelly. And in the interview, he just like screamed, cursed, pleaded to the camera. This was all in a sit-down interview with Gail King, a host of the CBS This Morning. Parts of the interview were aired on Wednesday. It's just crazy. He is so... I just like... None of it makes me feel like he's believable.
Mm.
Anyway, he does not have any chill. He said, "Hate me if you want to, love me if you want, but just use your common sense. How stupid would it be for me, with my crazy past and what I've been through? Oh, right now, I just think I need to be a monster. Hold girls against their will, chain them up in my basement, and don't let them eat, don't let them out."
Oh, that doesn't help your cause there, dude.
Not at all. That's really specific.
Mm.
He continued directly in the camera. He got, like, tearful. He said, "I didn't do this stuff. This is not me." Is that really going to convince people?
No.
I mean, probably some people, but I don't know. I mean, obviously he knows what he's being charged with, like charged with 10 counts of, you know, whatever. So he knows like the details probably of what's going on, but it just like phrasing it that way, acting kind of crazy, mm-hmm. does not help you. He said, "I'm fighting for my life." He also used an expletive. He jumped out of his seat. He became so upset that Ms. King paused the interview so that he could regain his composure. And also his arrest came after a Lifetime documentary, Surviving R. Kelly, which brought new attention to the accusations that he had mistreated women and revived prosecutors' interest in his behavior. Also, CBS released portions of the interview on a Tuesday evening, and then another portion would then be aired on Thursday. And during the interview, I guess Gail had to repeatedly, like, just press R. Kelly about the many allegations against him. He gave no ground and then often fired back at the accusers.
Hmm.
Also, when she asked him if he had broken any laws, he responded, absolutely not. And when asked if he had done anything wrong, he said, lots of things wrong when it come to women that I apologize. But I apologized in those relationships at the time I was in the relationships. One of the women who is charging him with sexually abusing sexual abuse as a minor. That is Geronda Pace. And she said on Instagram and Twitter that what she saw in the interview was a man that needs help. She said, for decades, he's been around enablers who never told him the truth. That's about his conduct. She also wrote, him believing he's doing no wrong is no different than an adult telling a child Santa is real.
Well, I don't know about that, but yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's an interesting analogy, but I see her point.
Yeah. Yeah, this is kind of a crazy interview, I will say. Also, R. Kelly could wind up back in jail. According to the Chicago Sun-Times, a court ordered that if he did not pay his ex-wife the $161,663 that he owes her in child support, he could be jailed for failure to pay.
Oh, geez.
So who knows how this is going to turn out for him. I feel like it could go in a couple different ways. Potentially, and in my opinion, hopefully, with him back in jail.
Wow, it just sounds like a mess.
Yes, it really, really does. There's just been a lot of people involved in the case. It has gotten a lot of notoriety because of the documentary. It is sad that it took the documentary for it to get, you know, more notice. But mm-hmm. Who knows? Who knows where it's going to go from here? Sadly, on that note, that brings us to the end of our show. I forgot to mention, if you want to see the interview, you can. I believe it is online, or they will be airing it again. You can definitely see clips of it online. I did see a little bit in the article I was reading about this. So if you're interested, you can find it. And if you're interested, there is still the documentary, which is a Lifetime documentary, that you can watch as well. Okay, so with that, brings us to the end of the show. Thank you so much for listening, and please tune in to the next GSMC Social Media News podcast.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Social Media Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.